Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is the heavenly Jerusalem, destination of our spirits and eternity, part one. It's so precious that God's will is the meaning of our lives. We can also co-work with the Lord. The last two chapters of Revelation talks about New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is our destination, but there is no end to her glory. Through eternity, it will even continue to increase in glory. We'll be brought to heaven. We will partake in the wedding feast of the Lamb, enter the millennial kingdom, and then usher in the eternal stage of the new heaven and new earth. Our Father's business will grow unceasingly. In His plan, we are the most blessed one.
It is very important that we know why we live. Before I believed in the Lord, I searched for truth and the meaning of life. Now I treasure so much that I know God's will, His love dream, and the most wonderful love plan of the Infinite One. His will is the meaning of my life. The Lord desires us to be the core of His will. He also desires for us to co-work with Him to accomplish His will. The Lord has not yet come back because the work is not yet finished. It seems that at the end of the Bible, it refers to our destination. However, this destination is nothing like a destination of a trip on earth, where you reach an end point and there's nothing more to expect. Instead, our destination is never-ending and continues to increase in glory. At the same time, it is a true destination, because there will be nothing better, and it will continue to move forward. It is so precious that this infinite Lord is ours. Revelation chapters 21 and 22 talks about the completion of God's will, which is the joy set before the Lord. It is also the joy set before the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For this joy, the Lord endured the cross. Being such a glorious person, the Lord endured tremendous pain and shame. He was even mocked by the ones whom He created. Yet, He despised all the agony on the cross, because He saw the joy set before Him, that is, New Jerusalem, where we will be. We are the church, the assembly of the firstborn. As of today, we are still on earth, not yet gathered in heaven. However, we are also the assembly of the firstborn when we gather together in today's meeting. Soon, we will join the assembly in heaven. If you go to heaven before the Lord comes, you will surely experience a welcome and celebration that cannot be found on earth. Of course, I look forward to crossing the finish line together. Then the Lord will come to receive us. We will have a big gathering in the clouds, and we will go to heaven together. By then, all the firstborn will be together. We will enjoy the wedding feast of the Lamb. As of now, not all of the firstborn are gathered together yet. But while on earth, we are still the firstborn, the most blessed group in the whole universe, more blessed than the Old Testament saints. I believe the spirits of the righteous made perfect, mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12, must include the Old Testament saints. We are not the invited guests at the wedding feast of the Lamb, because the church is the bride of the Lord. Then who will be invited to the feast? They are the saints who are not part of the church. John the Baptist, a very glorious prophet and forerunner of the Lord, called himself a friend of the bridegroom. How blessed we are that we are the firstborn, the most blessed one in the universe. We should treasure God the most. At the very least, we ought to be grateful and love Him in return. God loves us so much. We should yearn for Him and draw near to Him. Thus is the end of Revelation our destination? I can say it's only the beginning of our eternity. It is the Father's business, a continual increase of glory. Citizens of the millennial kingdom will be transferred to the new earth. They will have physical bodies, just like our current bodies right now, but much healthier. Had Adam and Eve not sinned, they would not have died. People on the new earth will not sin nor die. They will continue to multiply. The cross is very important, for it will be one of the main reasons why they will not sin. Through the cross, all the generations to come will know God's love and the consequences of sin. Indeed, it is not a trivial matter for God to forgive us our sins. In eternity, no one will sin. Otherwise, it would be very sad, because eternity would be greatly flawed, even by just one sinner. We are the ones to declare God's love, as seen in Revelation chapter 5. We will lead many to sing praises to the Lamb, because we are the most blessed and closest to God.